Blog Talk Radio.
Show with yours truly, DJ Sean, along with Benita Applebaum, DJ GQ, and Miss Robin Lynn Maven. Welcome you guys to the show.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
What's happening? Hi, everybody.
Doing good. Yeah, wait, need this show tonight, y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I need this show tonight because, boy, I tell you, the devil is working. He's steady working and continue on working. So, you know, we all need to, keep your brother DJ Sean in y'all's prayers, man, because I say this all the time. I feel how Dr. David Banner felt when he turned into the Incredible Hulk sometimes. And you know, you got people that try your patience. You got people that, don't understand what it takes when you're doing your business and trying to do it right for other people. And I just want to say this, when you're helping others and you're writing, you know, stuff on social media, people take it, I'm guilty of it at times too, but people take social media too personal sometimes. If you're dealing with over 100 people every day and you're making a post on, you know, how God's blessing you, it's always one devil that's got to come and try to steal your joy. Why? Because you didn't mention a name, or you mentioned other people's name that they got an issue, they got a problem with. But then, instead of saying something to you at that point in time, when it was done, they wait till wee hours of the morning, 3 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, when you sound asleep, and then they want to send you a text. You know what I mean?
Right.
Then you're looking at the text like, you know, if you read the comment, the comment simply said, if I forgot to mention you, I apologize. You know what I'm saying? But you worried about who was tagged in the conversation. See, that's what the devil does. The devil wants to try you. And I allow the devil to try me, and I fall for the, as they say, the banana in the tailpipe. And I gotta start being better at this, because it's the little things that keep having, it's little things that keep what's the word I'm looking for? Patterns.
Right.
If everything keeps having in patterns all the time, then you know what I mean? Me as a person, I'm gonna say something about it. You follow what I'm saying? That's just me. If it keeps happening in the same pattern all the time. If it happens every day, that's what you call a pattern. That's a pattern. If it happens the same way every day, that's a pattern. But we have to start, eliminating people. I'm speaking for myself. We got to start eliminating people that don't mean us no good. Like, people, because somebody doesn't like Benita, why should I follow your lead because you don't like Benita? That's between you and Benita. If somebody don't like Robin, that's between you and Robin. Robin ain't done nothing to me. Benita ain't done nothing to me. That's a personal issue between them. And that's where, but then you have these people that want to speak the spiritual stuff. Talking about, you know, Jesus does this. If Jesus is in your mind like that, why are you allowing the devil to distract you with social media stuff that doesn't have nothing to do with you? I don't understand that. So tonight, we got a good artist that's coming on tonight. His song, Be Encouraged, is the number one gospel song right now on the charts. He just received a streaming award for his accolades from his song, Be Encouraged. As a matter of fact, he just popped up right now. And I just want, you know, everybody out there, be encouraged who you allow in your circle. Be encouraged on who you allow in your home. Because your friends ain't always your friends. Somebody's always trying to disrupt the happiness that you have. If God is blessing me with radio station and having good people that I network with and a good family, let it be. Stop hindering other people's joy. That's all it is. And then when you come in at somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's a devil. That's a devil moves right there. That's a devil moves right there. 3 o'clock in the morning, that's, you know, crack house. That's crack house moves. I hate to say it, but that's what it is. Get your own stuff together before you try to look at somebody else's mirror. That's what I got to say about that. Robin Lynn Maven, where can the show be blasted at tonight?
DJ Sean Live 24/7, Vibes Live Radio, Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Twitch, Mixler, Mixcloud, all the social media platforms all over the world, baby. Tune in.
Well, yeah. All right. Robin, I know you're an ordained minister and everything. Anything you want to add toward that before we go into the show?
Thank you, Sean. I actually am an ordained, I became an ordained minister 10, 11 years now, and 3 months ago, I also was ordained as an evangelist. Okay, I also have a couple of albums out under my works and my teachings on the Holy Spirit. And what I'll say about that is when you see your friend out there who's experienced a miracle in their life, such as you have, and they're expressing their gratitude about it, right? If you really, really love them, you'd be like, hey, oh my God, give God the glory, right? Instead of picking it out. And remember, only Satan is the accuser of the brethren. You didn't call my name. Yeah, you're right. That's only, right? But a true friend is going to be happy about you. A true friend is be like, man, I know what I've done for you, but what I've done for you is to give God glory. You understand? Because God provides through it all. He's the reason for your miracle, for your expression of your gratitude. So what I say about that is it's really, really sad when they want to give that pull their little dope fiend moves at 3 o'clock in the morning and attack you when you're happy. You know, and I'm really, really sorry that happened. But man, I just acknowledge you and I give thanks to God for you, okay? And I'm glad every victory that you make, everything. I don't, you know what? You don't even ever have to say my name. Hello. Now go on and enjoy yourself. Have a good show. Back to you, Sean.
Oh yeah. DJ GQ. You know, I know you guys have your gospel show on Sundays, man. Anything you want to add to this too, man? You know, your family favored in, you know, in the Lord as well too, man. Anything you want to add, my brother?
I'm right with you, Sean. I had an incident today too, and we go through trials and tribulations, and when we go through them trials and tribulations, when we don't, like I'm going to go back, like I said before, you got to circle. And if you want to get to where you want to be, you got to go around that circle. You can't cut across. Can't go up here. Can't go there. Because you're going to start right back to where you started before. That's why we keep going through the same thing again, because we're not passing the tests.
Mm-hmm.
We let the devil win. Just like me too. I'm like that too. Sometimes I let him win, sometimes I don't. But when that happens, and you feel like, how can I get him off me? There's a word in the Bible. If you say, when you say Jesus' name, the devil trembles. He trembles. He's scared of that name. He trembles. That's all you got to do, say the blood of Jesus, and he'll tremble.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get in that state of mind and you feel like that, just say Jesus' name. And all he got to flee. He got to flee. That name's so powerful, he got to flee. And like I said, I went through an incident today. I let the devil win, but I'm going to come out of it, you know what I mean? And I'm just going to put it in God's hands. I'm going to pray about it. Then I'm going to leave it alone.
Yes, sir.
That's all you got to do.
Yes, sir.
So.
Well, I appreciate guys, as always. Benita Applebaum, anything you want to add to this before we go into our guests? Anything you want to add?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, let's get our guests on over here. It goes by the name of Di Grover. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
How you doing tonight, man? I know you, this is a last minute thing, but, someone, you know, brought you to my attention, Yolanda Marshall over there at Bridge the Gap. I didn't know you did gospel, man, until, I was sent the information and you just got an award, for streams, download streams. You want to talk to us about that?
Yes, sir. I charted as high as number 12 on the digital radio tracker chart. That's a global chart. It's the top 50 gospel songs. And I just received a plaque for, you know, charting as high. I've been on there about 10 weeks, and I think I'm at number 17 now.
Okay. So, anything, you know, I know you heard us at the beginning of the show, man. Anything you want to chime into what we were talking about a while ago, man? Anything you want to, you know, chime in on what we were talking about?
I caught the end of it, so I don't want to just jump in and get in part
right,
of the conversation. Yes, sir.
Yeah, understandable. So, man, tell us a little bit about who you are, man. I know we're not going to stick too much into it because, you know, you're coming back. You know, we got you coming back on a later date and everything with us, man. So, you know, talk to us, man. Who's Di? Who's Di, man?
I'm Di Grover. I'm from Fayette, Mississippi. I'm a police officer, part-time singer slash songwriter. The song that you got me on for, I actually wrote it, you know, during the coronavirus, like last year, you know, when we first started hearing about it. And it was an effort to bring, you know, fun, laughter, and a word of encouragement during the pandemic. I really started out with gospel, but the guys that I work with are hip-hop and R&B. And that platform, the platform here is Southern Soul and Blues. So I kind of transitioned into Southern Soul and Blues and strayed away from my gospel. A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, man, how long you been a police officer? How much time you got in?
Oh, I started that in 96, and I've had, you know, I've been investigator, crime scene investigator. I do a lot of work with kids, with school resource officer. I've done a little bit of everything in the law enforcement field, but I'm close to retiring.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, congratulations to you, man, that you still here, you know, to talk about, you know, you being a peace officer and whatnot, man, you know. I guess,
yes,
you know, so we appreciate you doing what you got to do, man. We're not going to get into the politics because you're a police officer. That's not what you're here for. Talking about being encouraged, you know, how you're charted. And so let me ask you this. So this is a question I want to ask you. Was it hard to convert from gospel over to Southern Soul? Because you are a talented Southern Soul artist as well. You know, like I said, we're going to get into that when you come back on our show. So, you know, was it kind of hard for you, or was it a good, you know, a good transition?
I love and listen to all music, so you probably would hear a little bit of everything from me. Gospel is, you know, I was born and raised in the church. I've been singing in the church since, you know, the age of six. But I love R&B, and what I used to do was imitate people from my pastor to other, you know, artists that I've heard, you know, as a, you know, when I was younger.
All right, give us somebody. Now you didn't open up the door. Now let's hear something.
When I say imitate, I was like, you know, just doing their actual song. So
yeah, go ahead. We got you in the hot seat now, my brother. We got you in the hot seat now.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? Who is that?
That's Luther. You had to do Luther tonight, boy. You got You got Miss Peggy on here. You got Benita on here. You got Rob. See, you done woke him up now. You done woke him up now.
I'm wrapping my leg around my neck. You don't get my now. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Ow. See, you done woke, you done woke him up. You done woke him up, Grover. You done woke him up, man. But man, yeah, you have. So I was told that you had a very good voice and everything, man. And you do. You know how to do Luther, sound like Luther. Now, was that? This is funny. Was that little Luther or big Kentucky Fried Chicken eat Luther?
I think that's big Luther.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I like the Luther. I actually was doing security one night in the club, and some of my coworkers were there, and I'm actually in uniform, and they were having a talent show, and went nobody. Perform, so they snuck me the mic in uniform. I got a little trouble behind it, but I did my Luther, and they paid me for winning the talent show and doing security that night.
Oh wow! Was you in uniform when you did it?
Yes, sir.
Oh wow!
You need to take care of yourself.
But I'm not the average police, so I mean, a lot of people. If you watch my Be Encouraged video, you'll see I use my resources as a police officer. That's a real jail that I'm walking out of, courtroom. And I include, like, a lot of my videos. I include, you know, my community. I have some with the kids. I did a couple with the kids, so that's how I kind of got to my hip hop side. It's basically for, you know, the younger audience, but I love R&B and gospel, and I like the blues a little.
So let me say this real quick before I get the ladies to ask you questions. So when you did the talent show, did you have your hand on your taser? Or your flashlight or your Glock to make the to make them pick you as a winner.
No, I just my hand on the mic. That's it. Yeah, and then at first nobody wanted to perform, and that's how I actually got, you know, this guy, I don't know where he was from, but he said he was gonna pay this much for somebody to perform. And nobody wanted to perform, so they talked me into doing it. And after I did it, then, you know, a couple of people wanted to come up. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. But yes, I bet you had your squad corps out in the front. Nah, let me stop messing with you, man. All right, we're going to get ready to turn it over to the ladies. Go ahead, Robin, Lynn, Maven, and we'll follow it up with Robin, then Miss Peggy, and then Benita Applebaum, and then we'll get into your song, and then the brothers, DJ GQ and DJ Debo, they'll weigh in on your song, and then we have a special guest, Southern Soul artist himself, Mr. No Weapon, is on here with us again tonight as well. So again, this is the Uplifting Worship Radio Show. Go ahead, Robin, take it away.
Now, you need to be ashamed of yourself. I'm going to need you to step outside, step out of the car. I'm going to need you to turn around, place your hands behind your back. I'm getting ready to frisk you. I'm going to have to check you out. I'm going to have to check you out thoroughly.
Uh-oh.
So you said,
so what do you
want to
do?
Say what?
Why you want to do all that?
Well, sound like I have to. You're a bad man. I don't know. It sounds like you do what you want. So somebody need to contain this man. All right, we need
I'm
to
a good man.
Control yourself. We got a man's man right here. He do what he wants. I love that. Now, you said that you strayed away from the gospel and. And I always have the question, how can you stray away from something that's your roots, if you will, because that gospel music is the roots of a lot of our genres of music.
That's true. Well, what I'm saying, as far as straying away, not stop singing it, but I stopped writing. Like I say, the producer, well, I come from a small town, and we don't have a lot of producers or, I didn't have any connections at the time. I didn't know a lot of people. So the guy that I was working with, he actually was a hip-hop. They actually do hip-hop and rap. And so when I gave him my first song that I wrote was gospel. It's called He's Still God. And just being honest, I wasn't feeling what he did with that song. And to me, gospel has to be, I have to feel that. And it's not, I just can't just, if I don't feel it, I can't sing it. And,
yeah.
So what I ended up doing, I was like, okay, so that didn't sound good. Let's do an R&B. You know, hip hop, R&B, that's closer than hip hop and gospel. So I did an entire album, and after I did that album, people were they liked it, and I start after that. And that was R&B. That was R&B. After I completed that album, an older lady told me, she said, I love this album, but if you want these people around here, you need to do some blues. And I started writing blues, and I've been blues and Southern soul, and I've been stuck there ever since. Cause, you know, I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's been paying. You know, that's what they're paying. And I got back into, during the pandemic, I got back into my, well, before the pandemic, I wrote a gospel song called I Believe. And after the pandemic, I wanted to do a video just to encourage people, you know. And if y'all look at me in that video, hey, that's how I actually was looking, because I was afraid to go to the barbershop or anywhere. I didn't want Corona. But so now I'm writing a little bit of everything, and I do want to complete my gospel album. Y'all still there?
Huh?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm reading. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robin. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, Sean.
With the noise in the background, I was just apologizing. Yeah, because Bridge the Gap, Yolanda's sending me some of his stuff. That's the reason why the noise. But yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Robin. I apologize. Back to you.
Yeah. So how do you keep yourself inspired? Like when you hit a wall. Like, wow, I really want to perform, I really want to do gospel, but it's there's more action or it's more popping here. How do you inspire yourself to make that adjustment?
I really write what I see. So I'm always, and being in law enforcement, I see a lot. So if I had the money, I'd probably be in the studio every day.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just,
okay.
You know, just my surroundings. I write about, you know, things I see. So I got a catalog, probably.
Oh, wow. Wow.
All right. Well, mad respect, man. It's really, really nice to meet you. I'd be like, hey, now watch out for me now, because I will frisk you. I'm going to frisk you when I see you. For real, though, all right? So just saying, don't say nothing when I do. Don't say nothing. And don't arrest me either.
Wow.
It's funny being at shows and, you know, being a law enforcement officer, some people don't expect it. Some like it. I've even had this lady walk up to me, hey, you remember me? I was like, no, ma'am. You arrested me. But, you know, she was happy. You know, it's a different environment. You know, she was just glad to meet me, you know. But, you know, being in law enforcement and being at clubs and concerts, you know, you're going to run into some people you've arrested.
But you know, before I go to Miss Peg, but you know, one thing, it's Die, right? Die.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, for those people to come back and say something to you, you must was an impact on their life after the fact. You know what I'm saying? For them to come back at you in a positive manner instead of, you know, a disrespectful manner. You know, you so-and-so, you arrested me and this and that. But for them to come back like that, you helped them, you know, probably save their life or even, you know, help them out, counsel them. You know, you never know.
Yes,
but, you know, you're also doing God's work, too. You know, you're arresting somebody because you have to, but you're also maybe taking them off the streets for a reason and helping them in their life for a reason. So, you know, you got to look at it as, you know, as a positive thing, too. You know, from what you're saying.
Oh.
Yeah, I picked up on that. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's a good feeling. You know, people that, like you say, people that you've arrested or had to talk to or stayed in trouble come back to you and you see that they've turned their life around or they're doing better. Or, look, they're not mad at you. You know, it's a good feeling. Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
I just want to throw this at you before. And Peg and Benita, I'm sorry for taking up y'all's time. We're doing I do a campaign every year in March with domestic violence. If you're available, I would love for you to come back on that show and just talk about, you know, have you, you know, not saying any names or anything like that, but, you know, being in, you know, in the law enforcement, you know, what you've seen with, you know, the domestic violence, because the numbers here lately are high world, you know, not only nationwide, but worldwide. And a lot of women and children now are being persecuted and being killed, you know, by the individual. And now the number for the men being abused in domestic violence has rose 2.5%. If you're available, I would love for you to come back on the show next month and give your opinion on it if you would love to. I would love to have you.
Hey, just let me know when.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Appreciate it. Go ahead, Miss Peg. Talk to us. What you got?
Good evening and welcome to the Hilltop Radio Show. If you hear a little bit of noise, I'm sorry, we're still driving in the car, so I'll ask my question pretty quick.
Go ahead.
And what has been your hardest place to perform? So I guess it's two questions in one.
You have to repeat that because you broke up.
Okay, what has been the funnest place that you have performed at, and what has been the worst experience that you could share with us?
My best experience has, and it's always been at home, and that's because some people, and I hear a lot of people say your home town don't love you until somebody else loves you. Well, mine is, I'm talking about from day one, you know, whenever I perform, you know, they're there supporting me, showing love. Now, I got to think about the worst. Oh, okay. The worst, I went up north Mississippi, and it was this guy there, and he just wanted to see the main artist. That's what he came for, and he was, hey, get off the stage. You know, he was hollering like that. And eventually I got to a part of my show where I give away, like, T-shirts or I give away something. And he was liking the song, and I was passing them out, and he come to the stage to get his. So I don't know. Like I say, I won him over, but to me, you know,
being in law enforcement, I wanted to drag him out of there, put him in handcuffs, and take him out of there. But, you know, I was in a different capacity then, so I had to take that. And like I say, I eventually won him over, and like I say, he liked the song. He wanted my CD and my music, but at the time, all he wanted to hear was the main artist, and he wasn't giving me a chance from the door.
Hey, Don, you know you had your bass in your back pocket ready to bass him. All right, go ahead. Peg, any other questions?
No, sir. DJ Sean, back to you, sir. Thank you
ahead,
so
Miss,
much.
No problem. Benita Applebaum, the BOMB.
Can I ask you my question? I mean, being a police officer, you say your town love you. It's kind of, almost unbelievable. But, yeah, what do you do about the haters?
I've always kept myself in nice shape, and I'll say haters are not going to bother me. I'll leave it at that. So I'm saying the fear factor, I'm a nice guy, but, you know, if you put me to that point, then they're not going to mess with me. And majority of the people that dislike me are not paying to come to shows, or they're not at church. You know, they're not coming to hear. So.
What are the pictures I got from you? I'm gonna have to give you the nickname, the People's Champ, because pictures that was sent to me, you are wearing the WWE World's Heavyweight Belt. So we're gonna have to call you the People's Champ here, you know, here on the hilltop, man. So yeah.
And the story behind that is, it's kind of similar to The Rock, a song for my CD, which is called Rock Fayette Tonight, and they love it. And the shirt that I have on says Just Bring It, and that's what I feel like I do whenever I perform. I'm bringing it. So I was like, okay, Rock Fayette, Rock, you know, I was looking for a cover for that song, and I took that photo.
Yeah, I said, now you the People's Champ when you come here on the Hilltop Radio Show. So, man, let's do this real quick, Di. Go ahead and shout your song out. Be encouraged, man, and we're going to jump right into it. You're number 17 on the chart, number 17 on the charts right now. Go ahead and shout your song out there, my brother.
All right. This is Be Encouraged by Via Grove. I hope you enjoy.
What's up?
encouraged. That's what everybody needs to be. Be encouraged. Right here, let's start at the top and work our way down. Miss Peg, talk to us. Be encouraged.
Yes, I am definitely feeling that song. We need all the encouragement, just like you said, we can get. I am feeling that. That is a great, great beat. That is so uplifting. That is just, that's epic. I'm loving that. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, Mr. No Weapon again, man. Welcome to the show, man. Talk to us.
Hello. Hello, how are you doing? Number one, thank you for inviting me to the show. I just want to say concerning the track, it's a nice groove to it. It makes me want to dance, you know what I'm saying, at the same time being encouraged because, you know, with the whole COVID thing and a lot of stuff that's going on, we need to be encouraged. So shout out to you, man, on that song.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Miss Benita Applebaum, talk to us.
I love the song, and I think it's very encouraging. And like they say, today's time, we definitely need encouragement. And I love the song. I love it. I would definitely listen to it over and over.
Makes me want to moonwalk.
Go ahead, Di. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, well, we actually, we were doing in my video, that's my family, because we really couldn't shoot a real video, so it was just family. We actually doing electric slide, and then, like, when we say staying fast, it's like everybody stops, and with the stay strong, you know, we flexing, and then, you know, go on praising like ain't nothing wrong. So it's kind of, we doing a little dance to it, you know, but it's just having fun.
Wow. Robin, we'll make sure that you get this copy of this track being cursed so you can put it on Jesus in the Morning in your 24/7 gospel show up there in Vibes Live Radio. Yeah, we'll get that to you so you can put it in rotation. Yes, sir.
Can I say something to the guy with the song being cursed?
Yes.
Okay. You're a police officer, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a guy that's on YouTube. He's a police officer, and he sings gospel and can sing, too. His name is Mervin Mayo. Check him out.
Mervin Mayo?
Like mayonnaise. Mervin Mayo. He's a police officer, and he sings gospel.
Okay, I'll check. He plays the keys, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, if we're talking about the same person, yeah, he's good. He's good.
That's who you remind me of.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's, hey, a compliment there.
All right, Robin, what do you think about the track?
That track is really, really amazing. You know, be encouraged. Very, very, very uplifting. So I would pop that in the car on my way to church, on my way to Bible study, on my way to grocery shopping, okay, and a general rotation, right? Be encouraged. It's one of them don't worry, be happy songs, all right? So, yeah, very nice. Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
DJ GQ, I know I'll get you this track so you can play on your gospel show on Sundays as well, too.
Okay. Man, the song was great. The beat was great. The lyrics was great. It was uplifting. Man, just keep doing what God got for you to do, man. Thanks, huh?
DJ Devo, big brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The song was on point. The song is great. It's got a great message in it. And that being encouraged, actually, I really needed to hear that myself. And it's, I'm glad that my brother played that because I really needed to hear that. Also, I got to pick your beat apart.
Okay.
The beat itself is good. It's very, very good beat. It also came from, it has some elements in it from a New Edition song called cool it now. So
better slow it down.
It's
okay,
got
okay.
elements, some elements in there if
okay.
you listen to the music. So, but like I said, it's a great fit, and it's a very upbeat song, and it's a happy song. I don't know why, it's a happy song.
Yes,
like
sir.
Robin said, it's one of those don't worry, be happy type of grooves to it. But it's very, very good and very, very touching and needed right now, and I appreciate you for it.
Thank
you. Thank Keep
you.
Doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Well,
thank you.
I just want to say this to you, my brother. Actually, you're in luck because I'm going to bring you back next week on next week's gospel show. And the reason
okay.
being is because I'm bringing one of the biggest gospel promoters there is in the United States. He's going to be on. I reached out to him today. Not only he's going to coming back to listen to two more other artists, but I want to bring you back on so he can listen to your song as well too. And this is something that we do here on our show. We connect you guys with the right individuals in the industry that can help your career get, you know, take it to wherever you want to go, man, whether it's rap, whether it's country, whether it's jazz, whether it's, you know, gospel, hip hop or whatever. These are the, you know, we're able to bring the industry to TV, you know, to radio, where it would cost people like $3,000 to $5,000 just to sit down in their office for 45 minutes, and we can get them for 2 hours for free, just for you guys, man. So, I want to, I'll make sure, Yolanda has that information, man, and remind you. I know you're coming back on next Thursday with us, you know, on the gospel show, but we're going to have you, you know, we're giving you a double hitter next week. You know, not only Wednesday, we're going to bring you back on, but then, you know, you got your interview with us with your Southern Soul Music on next Thursday as well, man. So you're going to be busy as the people's champ. You're the people's champ now, so...
Hey, I appreciate that. Hey.
You can't turn us down, man. Can't turn us down.
Hey, I'm not. I appreciate you.
Cause I'm about to get my police car and come get you. No, I'm just playing with you, man. But yeah, man. This is a song that, you know, like for myself as well, be encouraged. It's a you know, today has been a trying day, you know, being encouraged. You know, all of us on here has a testimony. You know, I'm just getting over having a major stroke back in March. And this is really, I'm going through some issues, you know, with my hand and stuff now. And, you know, I'm being encouraged with this and everything, man. So I really appreciate the song, you know, that you're giving us. And, you know, DJ Debo has a testimony. DJ GQ has a testimony. Robin Lynn has a testimony. And, you know, and Benita Applebaum has a testimony. Miss Peggy, all of us have a testimony, man. And this song right here needs to be on a bigger platform. It should be like a song that needs to be played in every school, every church, whether it's a white church, a blue church, a brown church, a green church. It needs to be heard and more, you know, even though it's on radio and you're getting accolades with it, it needs to be heard round the clock, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I really
Yes, sir. So Di, don't go nowhere, man. We have I didn't know Mr. No Weapon has a gospel song as well. We're gonna get ready get into that, and then we'll be right back here on the Uplifting Worship Radio Show, y'all. Here we go. We'll be right back. This is Mr. No Weapon in the Room, correct? Is that the name of the song, Mr. No Weapon in the Room?
That's it. With a lady by the name of Shanna Wilson.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
All right, he is in the room. Let's go to the top. Miss Peg, talk to us.
Oh, look, that song, that is so spiritually, I can just say, that just, let's just say with amen, because I am feeling that so much. That is so uplifting, and just, that just moves me in so many different ways. Oh, thank you so much for that. That is just awesome. DJ Sean.
All right, Di, you want to comment on that, brother?
Oh,
from
yeah.
One artist
hey.
To another?
Yes, sir. That is awesome, man. You took me back to church. And, you know, we can't go to, we can't really just go to church like we used to right now, man. Hey, but you put me there right there with that song. And I love the vocals, man.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Robin Lynn Maven, I'll make sure you get a copy of that so you can put it in your rotation on Jesus in the Morning as well.
Yes, and we also have His Holy Hip Hop radio station, another 24-hour station, and 777 Christian Rockin' Radio as well. So we've got some, we got the Buckshot Approach out here, all right? You come to the Hilltop Radio Show, we can get you out there and directly in mainstream media. You are phenomenal. You've got the look, you've got the sound, and hey, like I said, you do what you want, man. I ain't messing with you, Mr. Policeman.
That's not his track. That's Mr. No Weapons
oh, no,
track.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, and can I tell him something else? If you don't mind, I would like the track as well. I got a radio station here that plays my gospel, and possibly get you an interview too, Mr. No Weapon.
No problem.
Robin, that's Mr. No Weapon.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So what I meant to say was, now wait a minute. Ow. Okay.
No, wait a
yes.
minute.
So I love whatever you do. Okay, just, man, bring it. Give it up. Let us have it. Didn't know. You holding out. What else you got for us, too? You got some jazz. You got some reggae. You got some funk.
I got some more stuff. I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
Mr. Policeman, I'm going to need you to hang him up outside over the balcony by his ankles, okay?
No, you're trying to shoot ignite me.
Listen, Vanilla Ice, you, whatever we must need.
That's what I'm saying. You're trying to shoot ignite Vanilla Ice me.
Don't be coming on the Hilltop right. radio show holding back down. You standing out. Back to you, Sean.
All right, Benita Applebaum.
I love the song. I love the lyrics, and I definitely feel like he's in the room at all times. So thank you for that song.
Oh, yeah. DJ GQ, talk to us, big brother.
Love the song, man. Love the song. It was awesome. Kind of took me back to that song called Take Me Back. Yeah, that was an awesome song, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Go ahead, Sean.
DJ Debo, talk to us, brother.
Hey, man, that song took me back to almost gave me a Shirley Caesar vibe, man, towards the end. Because she was hitting them notes, man, and I cannot, the Clark sisters. That, man, she is very talented. And brother, Mr. No Weapon, truly no weapon form prosper, bro, because you be doing your thing, man. Mr. Voice
no
Box himself. The Voice Box himself. But
now
yeah,
wait
man,
a minute.
Go ahead, Debo.
I like it. I appreciate it. And that as well is inspirational, and it needs to be pushed as well. Appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
All right. Di, I know, man, you know, we got you coming on again next week, man. You want to give everybody your social media outlets out, man, and tell them you do background check everybody before you no, I'm just playing, man. everybody let them know where they can follow you at, man. Yeah.
Yeah, on Facebook, I am DIA space Grover. Instagram, I am DL underscore Grover. And on Twitter, I am DIAX73. And that's DIAX73. Those are pretty much the only social media outlets, but digital, I'm on all digital platforms as far as my music. And like I say, you might find a little bit of everything, R&B, gospel, hip-hop, a little bit of everything.
Right. And tell us about the gospel station, where you at, where can people go and find that or listen to it,
okay,
you know, through the internet.
The station,
yes, sir.
Okay, the station is called CYJ, and it's out of Natchez, and on the internet, you can look it up at NatchezRadio.com. That's NatchezRadio.com.
Now, what city and state are you in, Di?
I am in Fayette, Mississippi.
Benita, how far is that from you?
What's the name of Fayetteville?
Fayette.
Where are you from? And let me tell you how far I am from you. Let's do it that way.
Okay, I'm in Rosedale, Mississippi, like 15 miles
away. That's like the Delta.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we might be 2.5-3 hours away from each other.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Cool. Any shout outs you want to give to any of the listeners that are listening? Di, anything?
Hey, thanks everybody that's listening, and I hope you continue to listen and support my music. I appreciate everybody.
And any advice you want to give to, you know, any gospel artists that out there listening, you know, trying to break their way into, you know, gospel music, any advice you want to give them?
Yeah, keep working, keep networking, have your some funds ready too, because, you know, it's going to, especially if you're trying to get into it on the business side, because you're going to have to promote yourself. I mean, you're going to spend some money on yourself to get noticed or even get out there. So, like I say, just keep working and writing and hanging around people that's doing it already, if you can.
That's right. Well, man, again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule, man, and being with us here tonight. And, you know, we got you coming back up again, you know, twice next week. You know, keep doing what you're doing, man, and stay safe and, you know, stay the people's champ, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good night. All right, you guys, this is Uplifting Worship Radio Show. Let's go do this. DJ Debo, do you want to get into the quest topic of the night?
Oh, yeah. This is a question that I have, and it's going to make you think, it's going to make many of you think. It's a religious-based question, so it's going to make many of you think. And the question is, we all know on the first day, according to the biblical text, it says on the first day that God, you know, said, let there be light, correct? We all can agree to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if on the first day God said, let there be light, how was there light when the sun and the moon and the stars weren't created until the fourth day?
All right, well, we're going to get you guys thinking. Hold on, before you jump in, we're going to play a song, and we'll be right back here on the Uplift Worship. He's going to Google. All right, we'll be right back, y'all.
The devil try to take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead. The devil tryna take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead.
I don't think they know what I'm capable of. I be pegging out like I'm analog. There's only one guy who made one star. You won't find another me in catalog. I got the Lord at the head of my thoughts, so I ain't gotta report to synagogues. I know who he is, he the son of God. Plus the Father and Spirit on one accord. So I got them balls that hit like a runaway train on the track with a parked car. I made it out of the trap star, got no limits like a black car. Y'all play God like from Asgard. When I pray to God, I just ask for a plug. It's to open like a cash drawer. I just reap a sword, then I pay it for it. The spirit on me, they say I'm anointing, and I ain't winning, disappoint. I just pray to get the point. The devil looking to explode. But a street light paid a speak price, had me facing letters in the joint. Now they may see me on the wings, though, cause I got Jesus at the point. Hit to my back, cause these haters gon' front, let them go ahead and say what they want. I'ma pray so my past doesn't haunt me, these predators pray so I stay on the hunt. And I don't feel the tone of my enemy, they see the hand of my Lord is defending me. So I don't know who y'all gon' pretend to be, but I'ma play the man I was sent to be.
The devil trying to take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead. The devil tryna take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead.
I need an epikinosis, I want the full experience and appearance from you to recover my focus. They claim to be Christian, but what if they hope lie when the trouble's approaching? And they out on that front line, enemy got to jump and they call it an encroachment. But they in the offside, so I sit at the side where my Jesus resides. Took the sting out of death when he hung and he died. Now he sit at the side with a flame in his eye and the voices like thunder that's cracking the sky. I get it cracking, I'm fly, I'm a grown man through the challenge aside. Got a promised land, I protect, tell a dagger with the program and get this army beside me. I'm off the leash, there's souls in these streets that I gotta reach. The victory's ours, they suffer defeat. So I'm crushing the enemy's head with the heel of my feet. Headed to IQ, he killing the beat. It's cause of my IQ, I stay with a leak. Y'all go ahead and stay with a drip. I got living waters overflowing, I sip. I done took off like I'm planning a trip. On the coast of VA, got a room on the strip. I be in tune with the strength. I took a side on straddle the fence. Calling him, he gon' come through in the clinch. Paid up my ties, ain't no wonder I'm rich. And it ain't no doubt he alive. It's only because of his grace I survived. So I gotta testify to hear the truth speaking. They get petrified while they proof seeking. I've been rectified. I'm in his booth preaching when I could've died and I might reside.
The devil trying to take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead. The devil trying to take me, but Christ ain't gonna let me go. This world gon' try to break me, whatever, I can't let it show. I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead, I'ma go off instead.
All right, welcome back to Uplift and Worship Radio Show. DJ Devo, say that one more time, and then we'll get into our answers, my brother.
Okay. According to the biblical text, the first day of creation, God said, "Let there be light." How was there light when the sun, the moon, and the stars weren't created until the fourth day? What was the light on the first day?
All right, let's go down the road from what I'm looking at. Miss Peg, you want to answer? You got an answer? You want to answer?
I have always been raised in the church and stuff, so I am going to say the light was from faith and just his aura, just his spiritual being or spiritual, what you want to call, aura, yes. That's where the light was coming from, just from within the light.
All right. Mr. No Weapon.
I'd say the light was illumination. You know, when the light come on, like, oh, I got that. That was the illumination, like your intelligence, like the light shining on something. I believe it was illumination.
Okay. Robin Lynn Maven.
I don't know. Sorry.
It's okay to say I don't know because I say it all the time on things.
Bonita Applebaum, the B-O-M-B.
Boom. I'm going to say God is light. And he was creating an expansion of himself. That's my answer.
Okay. Let's see. DJ GQ, talk to us, big brother. What you got? What you
okay.
got for us, homie?
I'm gonna break it down to you, okay? The Lord was a spirit. So at that time, the spirit was light. God was the author of light. So at that time, I'm gonna say the spirit. The spirit in him gave him light. Because he was a spirit. He wasn't no actual man, he was a spirit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask him, well, Devo, before I go to you, I'm going to go, I don't know, but I'm going to ask some humor to it. He got a flashlight and shot it up to the dark sky.
You better stop.
He put a spotlight on it. No, I don't know, man. Go ahead and talk to us, Devo. I just had to throw some humor in there, man.
This is like I said, it's a question that really makes you think, and it really cause you to think. Now, my thing is now, I question. You know, I don't question it, but I wonder sometimes. Like, okay, so it says that it was darkness, and out of darkness came light. So he said he saw that the darkness. It said, "Let there be light." So if it was darkness before the light, what is this light? Because the sun, the moon, and the stars weren't created till the fourth day. However, on the first day, going into the second day, he said it was the eve and the morning of the second day. How? So, you know, I'm like, this is a question that I'd be struggling to answer, and I've been, you know, reading to find the context in it. I know the answer is there. But I'd like to ask that question of different people so you could get a different take on it. That shows us how different our ways of thinking are, you know, because you're going to hear a lot of different answers out of that question. I have not found the answer yet. I'm going to be honest. I haven't found the answer yet.
I just told you.
Just because you said it, now prove it.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you. Okay.
No, prove it. Prove it with the same text that we're talking
about.
God
was a spirit. Okay. And at that, in the biblical part, In that time, God, like I said, God was a spirit. A spirit is it could be light. It could be anything.
So if he was so let me stop you right there. If the spirit could be light, he was always the spirit, then how was there darkness then?
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to break this down to you. You understand. Okay. When the devil did what he did, he cast the devil out.
Now, this ain't got nothing to do with the devil.
Oh, wait a minute. You asked me, I'm going to tell you how you got darkness. Okay. You got the Lord. That's spirit. Also, the devil. Okay. The devil is the prince of darkness. The Lord is the prince of light. Purity. That's light. Are you following me?
You read your Bible.
I'm listening.
Light.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, the devil, he cast the devil out, so he is the prince of darkness.
Okay.
It's in the Bible. He's the prince of darkness. The spirit of the Lord is a light.
So basically what you're telling me, so basically using your same analogy, you're telling me that the devil existed before God did. If
no,
God
you,
is light.
You know,
No. I'm saying the same thing.
I'm
saying, listen.
The devil first before God.
That's what you just said. That's what you just said. You said God is light, right? And the devil is the prince of darkness. That's what you just said, right? But it says in the biblical text that the light came out of the darkness. So you telling me that the darkness is Satan or the devil, then you telling me that the light came out of darkness, that means that God came out of the devil. That's basically what you're saying.
Let me rephrase you. Let me rephrase. I'm going to back up. Okay. Like I said, God was a spirit. God can turn light to light, dark to dark. Either way, God is a light, is a spirit. Spirit is a light. When you die, your body goes back to the dust. Your spirit goes to heaven. Okay.
How you know that?
Oh, my God.
He said, how you know this?
Now you use the hypothetical.
I'm going to tell you my incident, okay? Now, your spirit floats, okay? And I'm a born believer of this. When I was in Greenville and I died on that table 3 times, my spirit floated. I mean, actually floated before it entered back in my body. I witnessed that. I know.
I can agree with you on that, and I can attest to you.
And I know it was in the military. I was never in the military. When my spirit was floating at that time, I went to Iraq. Everybody thought I was lying. I used to walk up to a shop, and the guy that owned the shop asked the Marines that been over there, told them, we got a guy here to say he'd been in Iraq. Never was in the military. I described that castle down to a T. To a T. Everything else in that castle, I described it. That Marine says, is my car ready? Because he's telling the truth. I've never been in the service. So
okay, listen to this. There is a thing called astral projection, astral travel. The Bible speaks of that as well. It speaks of the spirit of man detaching from the body of man, but the body, the spirit is still attached to the human host by way of a silver cord. And if you go into Ecclesiastes, where it talks about a silver cord, a cistern and a silver bowl and all that stuff. That's speaking about different parts of the body. So I can understand that, because people do that all the time. They call it astral projection or astral travel, better known to most people that's out there listening, as they call it deja vu. It's like you have a sense of being somewhere before that you know you've never been there before, but you can describe it. A lot of times in my studies, I have found that the reason why you have this deja vu, because sometimes the spirit, your spiritual self, will leave your body to travel to a certain place or wherever that place is, a destination, for a specific reason. Sometime in your life, you're probably going to go to these places, and it's just to make sure that it's safe for your body to be there, physically safe for you to be there. Now, that's just in my studies. But the question comes back to, what is this on the first day? Is it a consciousness? And if it's a consciousness, then how could it be a consciousness when the consciousness is attached to the physical body of man? Man was not yet created.
I hope you tell us what it is.
It's in Ecclesiastic 12:6.
Yeah, Ecclesiastes
12. The Bible talks about his silver cord. Yeah.
See, first of all, a lot of us don't realize that the body is just a vehicle to hold us to a physical plane of things may manifest. See, the spirit don't need none of that because the spirit is it's an energy. That's what the spiritual part of man is just energy. See, when the physical part of man dies, none of us can honestly tell you where that spiritual part of man goes. You can't honestly tell me that. You can assume, can't honestly tell me where it go because you haven't been there and you don't know. And neither one of us met a person that physically died and was buried and came back to tell you what happened. So this is what I mean by a hypothetical question that really makes you think. It makes you think, and it should make us dig deeper into the studies of what we're studying to find the answer, because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't found it yet, but it's there. Maybe I'll overlook
it. It says the silver cord is sort of like a secret chamber of the heart to the higher self. It's also a soul vehicle that receives energy to exist.
Okay, what's energy? What's energy? Energy is light, right?
Without it, our soul vehicle will eventually run out of light.
Okay, so you said energy, right? So energy is light, right?
That's
energy
what it's
don't
saying.
Necessarily have to be light, bro. It don't necessarily have to be light. Heat is energy. Heat is not light.
I got a couple of scriptures here.
Robin, before you start reading,
yeah.
Let me make this perfectly clear to all those that are out there or who, you know, whatever crossing your mind. I am not an atheist. I believe in God. Yes, I do. I ask questions because that was a thing that the Creator instilled in us all, a nature to ask questions. I'm asking the question not because I don't believe in God. I'm just asking the question because it's a question that I have.
Okay, Genesis 1, 3 through 5 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness."
Stop right there. Go to the fourth day.
Wait a minute. And called the light day, and called darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. It says in Genesis chapter 1, 3 through 5.
Stop right there, Robin. Go to the fourth day.
I don't have that scripture in front of me. I just have that it was the first day.
Let me help you out a bit. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Back to the silver while you're looking this up. It says the physical body is in one piece of the soul vehicle. And it also states in here that after the physical body dies, our consciousness moves into one of the other layers of the soul vehicle until we either re-embody or our soul goes into a higher awareness by combining the cycles to a greater being. So what GQ was talking about, that's real. That's true. Going somewhere else, his soul taking him somewhere else. That's what's called a soul vehicle. Yeah, I believe that. It's right here. I mean, I'm reading it. So that is true. Yeah. But you guys go ahead.
Yeah, I believe that.
Bring that
like
up.
I said, I think that's called like a deja vu or vehicular, astral projection or astral travels. Now, you will hear a lot of people tell you that Buddhists talk about that a lot, is when you're in a deep state of meditation, that's what happens. Your soul leaves your body, and it detaches from the body. And that's where you become what they say, like a bird, where you float like a bird. But when something disturbs that tranquility, long as that silver cord don't break, if the silver cord breaks, then you physically die because the spirit now is detached from the physical body. Where is it at?
Wow.
The fourth day.
That's a really good, really good what you're bringing out.
So what do you, that's the same thing as somebody that's a psychic that could see into the future or find somebody that's missing. It's almost the same damn thing.
It's energy, and we vibrate frequency, energy, spirit, light.
So,
interesting.
Robin, what you just read, reread what you read just a moment ago?
Yes, sir. That was Genesis 1, verses 3 through 5. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Now, if you go down to verse 16, it says, then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
So I got it. So that was say that again about the fourth day. Repeat that.
Starting with verse 16, it says, then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
I got it. So that was the fourth day that he separated the night from the darkness, which is the first actual day. But it was the fourth day of creation. First day. If you will.
So if he didn't, on the fourth day that he didn't create the sun, the moon, or the stars, without the sun, without the moon, without the stars, there is no
light.
So what is the light on the first day when he said it was the let there be light?
There was none. That's why he said, let there be.
If he was the light, then there would be no reason for him to say, let there be light, because he would already exist.
Exactly. There was no light. So he said, let there be light. But he said in that verse that he called it day and he called it darkness, not that he made it that day, but that he called it that, and he separated it that.
Hold on a minute, yo. Go ahead, Benita. You were trying to say something.
No, I was just saying that the light came from him, and every living thing, there is light. Think about it. Even in plants and animals, there is light. The light came from everything is of him. The world is light. It's light. The light came from him. It was an extension of him. That's all I can think of is possibly.
Benita, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. And the reason why I say I can agree with that, because every living thing needs light to survive. That's what's that called? Photosynthesis? Everything needs light to survive.
Yep.
I got one more really quick.
For 2 Corinthians, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Same thing I said.
Yep.
See, now here's the thing. Light, as we know it, cannot exist without darkness. No light can exist without darkness, because darkness comes through light. Or light comes through darkness. Here we have basically what we call a shadow, because it takes the light to shine on a particular object, and then that object casts a shadow. Now, they say that the sun, or the shadow, or the moon is the shadow of the sun. What I think, here's my perspective of this, is that this is a metaphor. It's not literal. It's a metaphor. And the metaphor is the creation or the genesis of man. When we deal with the word Genesis, Genesis means the beginning. That's what that word itself means, the beginning. But if you break the word Genesis down, you'll see inside of that word, genes. Now we're getting into the DNA. Breaking down the word genes. So we're dealing with a genetic thing. I believe this is speaking of the genesis of man himself, because, one, we know that the sun represents that of man. We know the moon represents that of the woman. The stars is the birth of a child. Y'all catch that?
Yeah, man.
You deep.
The creation story itself, as we read it in itself, is just an extension of hey, this is how your Genesis start, because there is no woman that could give birth. Well, now they can with science, but there is no woman that could give birth to a child without the assistance of the man. And the man can't give birth to a child because he needs the woman. The sperm of the man fertilizes the eggs of the woman, which brings forth the birth of the child. The jobs that we were tasked with, later on you'll read in the Bible, it says, go forth, take on thyself a soulmate, and repopulate the earth. There it is right there. That's the whole story.
Okay. Sir.
Okay.
Sir, I got Mr. Thompson on the phone. I got my father on the phone, Mr. Thompson. He don't tell you where dark came in life. Tell him that.
Jesus said, he was the light. And except you have Christ in your life, you are not in the light. You are in dark. Anything that are not in Christ is in darkness. So Jesus said he was the light. He was the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except to come by him, and he is the light of the world.
Okay. Now can I ask you a question?
In the beginning, his Father said, let there be light. There was darkness on earth, and the Father said, let there be light, and there was light.
But there was no earth.
Huh?
There was no earth.
God formed the earth. It was water.
He saw the earth, and the earth was without form and void.
That was one of the first things he said. Let there be light. And God, in the reading Genesis, he said, let there be light. And there was light.
Okay,
so Jesus separates the light from darkness.
Jesus didn't do it. God did it.
Yeah, God done it.
Okay, now, here's the question. The question itself was, if God said on the first day, let there be light, on the first day, then what was the light that he created on the fourth day? The sun, the moon, and the stars weren't created till the fourth day. So without the sun, without the moon, without the stars, there's still darkness. What is the light that he was speaking of on the first day when he said, let there be light? Because, the sun, the moon and the stars weren't created until the fourth day.
Regina, we're back to work at ground zero.
God is light. We are, the Bible says, we are the light of the world, shining in darkness. So that was saying that if you're not in Christ, you are in darkness. Anything that are in Christ is light.
That's spiritual.
I can understand that, and I can accept that, and I can understand it. But it brings me to another question, because in the beginning, when man was created, he said, "Let us create man in our image and after our likeness." So if that was light, that means we were created as light beings as well.
We were created in his likeness.
Spiritual
but
likeness.
But then man sinned. He sinned. God told him, said, now the day you eat of that tree, you shall surely die.
But that death didn't mean physical death. That death meant
it couldn't have been a physical death because it couldn't have been. It couldn't have been a physical death.
It wasn't
because
they didn't die right after they disobeyed God, so it wasn't a physical death.
That's where they was clothed in a garb of flesh even before then, when the Creator came upon into the garden and Adam hid from him, and he asked Adam, which a question that he asked of Adam, he already knew the answer. Why did you hide? Because I was naked. Who told you you was naked? Now here's what we're dealing with, the physical part of man. And prior to that, it wasn't a physical manifestation because the physical hadn't came into play till after the first original sin, which was the disobedience. So if disobedience caused the spiritual to become physical, then that tells me that the same devil or Lucifer or Satan that we're speaking of is a physical man because he was the first one to disobey.
Uh-huh.
See, this is what I mean. These questions, they're thought-provoking questions. But anyway, back to you, Sean. I rest.
Anybody else
want to
chime in?
Yes. Yeah, Dad, you on the radio,
Here you go, Preacher Hill.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Huh?
You got another message. You got another message you want to say something.
Okay.
Got who?
Go ahead, put him on.
Okay. Richard, go around now. How you doing this evening, sir?
Doing good. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. What's your area of interest or topic or whatever it is you guys got going on?
Debo, can you explain to him the topic?
The topic.
Uh-huh.
The topic and the question is, in the beginning, God said, let there be light. What is the light? What is that light that he was speaking of? Because on the fourth day, the sun, the moon, and the stars were created. So how could there be light without the sun, without the moon, and without the stars? What is the light that was created on the first day?
Let me ask you a question, and I think it's going to sum up your answer. Do you have a relationship with God, any type at all?
Do I?
Do you have a relationship with God, any type of relationship at all?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, that's where you're going to find your true answer then. You yourself individually got to take out time, you and God, because there's something that God is not going to reveal to us in its entirety. The Bible says we will prophesy in part, we will know in part, we will teach in part, and we will preach in part. God will never give us everything in whole. We will never know everything about you, your love life, what you do in secret, what you do publicly, what you do that you're ashamed of, what you do that you're excited about. We will never know that about you from the time you were born to the time you die. There's something that we will never know unless you sit down and have a divine and detailed conversation with that person. And this question here that you got, no one can directly and phenomenally answer it for you, not even the Bible itself. You yourself gonna have to ask God that question. There's some things he's not just going to reveal. Why did some of your family members die? Maybe someone that was nice and very considerate and passionate and compassionate towards somebody. It could have been your mama, your daddy, your grandparents, someone that you love. Why did God allow them to die? They was a nice person. There's many people that's full of hell that need to go to hell, but why God continue to let them live? We don't know why. There's some things, sir, that God is not just going to reveal to us on a public level. If you desire, regardless of what the purpose of you finding the answer to this, if you truly desire it and your purpose is significant and serious about finding out the answer, you got to seek God.
I received that wholeheartedly.
We just don't know. Like, for instance, nobody will never know. You can get married again, or if you're married right now, your wife still won't know those secrets of what you do, how you do, when you do what you do. Now, you may love her and say, hey, oh, no, there's no secrets in my house. There are no secrets in my marriage. But I guarantee you everybody in this world got something, even if they've been married 50-something years, like my godparents. That they may have something that they just don't want to disclose with their significant other. So there's something that God, because he's God, he's just not going to reveal because he's God. Even his son Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of the throne of him. Even the Bible says those two are equally the same with their power and their divineness. And then the third person come in the form of the Holy Ghost that makes up the Trinity. Even the Holy Ghost and Jesus don't know some things that God knows that they will know when he releases it to them. Like, for instance, Jesus said, I don't even know when my Father going to send me back to the earth and to claim those who are here. Jesus don't know that day, but God got it in his mind when he's going to release it. It could be at 4:25 a.m., January the 15th, the year 2029. We don't know. Neither do Jesus. Something, man, God just not going to reveal them because he's God. And so some questions, and I love your energy and your insight on this because it is a very significant question, and I pray that you find an answer, and when you do, give it to Junior so we can be enlightened.
There is an answer to that question. There's an answer to that question.
Help us out.
Oh, it's an answer to it. I know it's an answer to it. Like I said, I know it's an answer. We just have to. That's why I said I receive what he was just saying because it makes sense. You're not going to know that until it's time for you to know that. But in the nature of being a man, as I read it, I asked the question about it. You know what I mean? And that's the nature of man.
That's why I say I definitely respect the answer. And like Mr. Thompson says, and some things are done in the form of revelation. Mr. Thompson said something that was getting my attention a moment ago. He said, God said, we are the light, so we don't know. That could be the answer. Because remember the Bible said before we was in our mother's womb, he told Jeremiah, before you was in your mother's womb, before you came from your daddy's loins and came from your mother's womb, he said, I knew you. So that light could have been us because he came back in the passage of Scripture and said, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And he could have been speaking that light. I don't know. You know, it can be a revelatory type of answer. And it can be a simple thing, because even Mr. Thompson was saying this week, he said sometimes God would take the foolish thing to despise the wise. And I love what you're doing, because you just generated something in my spirit. Now you got me, not tonight, because I'm going to get some rest, but especially this week, I'm going to be hitting them books, that Bible, and I'm going to be seeking God for an answer just to see if he will reveal it to me and or if I find it in the study. But it's good that you're on that level, man. I respect you for that, and it speaks volumes of your interest in the things of God, at least in that level of being inspired by the question or the statement rather he made when they said, let there be light, and then light came into existence. And you're right, everything was done in a systematic form, and then on the sixth day, the Bible says he created man, and on the seventh day, he rest from all his labor.
So, John 8 and 12. That's also explaining the light and darkness as well.
Yes. So I don't know, because I know he uses the stars, he uses the moon and the sun, of course, for a source of light here on earth for us. But remember, he was speaking this in his time frame. So the light that he was talking about, I don't know.
It couldn't be a physical light because the sun and the moon provided that. It couldn't be a physical light.
It says, I am the light of the world. However, follow me will never walk in darkness, but we'll have the light of life.
That's when you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man can come to the Father except to come by him.
He also said, do not marvel upon the things that I have done, for you can do greater things. When the disciples asked, who do you see me as? I'm just your brother, man, here to show you the possibilities and the possibilities of life.
I'm going to study it, man. Hey, and I'm going to touch base with Junior. And give me a few days, because even as a preacher, we don't claim to know it all, man. Matter of fact, it ain't
just find out what you need and then come back on the show next Wednesday night. And then, you know, you can give us what you found. That's how we'll do it.
What are your hours?
Nine to eleven.
At night,
yeah.
Oh, we live right now.
Yes, we are.
Live right now.
Worldwide.
Oh, I thought we were just talking person to person. Hey,
for those who hear me live,
listen. I don't know the answer, and I don't claim to. I'm not that smart person. I consider myself to be a servant of God, the lowest form of any saved individual here on earth. So I'm not that intellectual, got it going on with all the intellect. I don't have no degree in no theology. I have the Holy Ghost and I have God totally in my life.
So for those who hear me,
a lot of times it's better than a degree.
Yeah.
That's way better than a degree. Way better than any degree.
So over here, just study it and then get back with Wednesday night. I'll give you the number where you call
night,
in.
Yeah.
Just study it. Just study it and then give us an answer.
Yeah, it's best that you call in instead of being three-way into the show because we can hear you a lot better. So that's the best way to do it,
And for those of y'all who are listening on Worldwide DJs, listen, stay tuned for next Wednesday between Minister Thompson and I and his wife. We'll speak an answer and give y'all an adequate response to this question so that some who may have a question mark over their head, they can be inspired and encouraged with our answer prayerfully that God give us through our studies and also seeking him.
No problem. Appreciate you.
We appreciate you. And we'll talk to y'all Wednesday night.
Thank you. Y'all be blessed. Stay safe out there.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That's a good question, man. I'm going to sit here myself. That's a good question.
I just want to say this. The light of God. It's a divine light. It says it's a divine light. In the aspect of divine presence, specifically an unknown and mysterious ability of angels or human beings to express themselves through spiritual means rather than through physical capabilities. So, there it is right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a question, like I said, I don't want anybody to think I'm not an atheist. I believe in God. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord, Savior, and all of that. But, it's just a great question.
That's just a great question, man. It's just a great question.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not saying nobody don't believe in God or something. It's just that some stuff in the Bible just don't make sense. That's just how it is.
You know what? I think that's because, listen, the thing about this is that we're speaking in a language that's not a native language. The English language is a derivative of 17 different languages. So it's used a lot of Greek, a lot of Latin. It's a whole lot of different languages intertwined into the English language. Now, it's not a native language. So what we're doing is we're reading the Bible in a translated language from the original context from what it was written in. Now, the spoken language at that time was Aramaic, which is a dialect of Hebrew and Arabic, a fusion or hybrid language. Now, if you take the Arabic language and the Hebrew dialect and Aramaic, in that language, there is no vowels in that language at all. So when you translate a word or you translate a document from that language, if you don't know that language and you're not native to that tongue, then you'll pick the closest word that sounds like that word or what you think should be that word.
The word through the Bible, or the word through man.
The best way to read it is to read it in a language that it was written in or revealed in.
The Bible, they say it was written by man. Which man wrote the Bible?
Yeah, a whole bunch of them. But the story is, if
the black man was the first man on earth, how the hell black man, Peter, Paul, and all the 12 disciples, they're all named after European white people.
Yeah, European names.
So how can the Bible exist if the black man was on the earth before biblical times?
This is what I do, Sean. Check this out. Hold on, GK. This is what I. Let me say this real quick. what I would like to put out that those that are listening and those that are on a panel, do some research on the Nicene, the Council of Nicaea. The Council of Nicaea. Please do some research on that. The Council of Nicaea. N-I-C-E-A.
Okay. Okay. The book tell you. And you said, how you doing as a black man? Okay. It describes it. It's about Jesus Christ had hair like wool. His eyes were red. His skin tone was like bronze.
What man, that sound right like there? That sound like the painting on the sand, on Good Times. Now go ahead, man.
it's in the book. His hair like wool. That means
GQ. But
like
the
wool.
Thing about it is, Jesus wasn't around to write the Bible at that point in time. That's what I'm trying to say. The black man was on earth before the Bible ever came in existence. So how can we use Genesis? How can we start at Genesis if a white man wrote the Bible and the black man was here first? Come on, think about it. You're going back to what Jesus. I'm not talking about Jesus. Jesus wasn't even didn't exist.
You know what, Sean, check this out. Let me bust this down real quick. I was gonna say.
Now hold on, Debo. Let GQ finish. Let him finish.
Okay. Like I said, the question you gave out, and I wanted to know myself because I didn't know me. That's why I had my dad and my godbrother come on because they could tell us. But in the Bible, it do say that, and even though you know Noah,
Okay. Let me. You saying in
Noah
the Bible? Where in the Bible does it say that? Where in the Bible does it say that?
Well, his hair was like wool.
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying. You're going back to Jesus again. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about who wrote the Bible. You keep saying Jesus. Jesus wasn't even around. Listen to
man
what I'm saying.
How did
man write the Bible and the black man was on earth first?
Let's see, I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay then, so you can't just say I can't answer.
I can't answer that.
It wasn't no black man. It wasn't no black man named Peter. It wasn't no black man named John.
Check this out, Sean.
At that point in time in 200 million years ago, it's been proved.
It's been 2,000 some years. But let me bust this down for you real quick. I was going to save this for my next question. I was going to save this for my next question. But here's the question. Why is it that we as a people, not just saying black folk or whatever, why are we as a people, when we read the Bible, we refer to the name Jesus. We're calling him Jesus when it says right in the record that his name is not Jesus. It says his name shall be Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So where do we get this name Jesus from when the angel told Mary that his name shall be Emmanuel?
You're absolutely correct.
Now let's go step back a little further. Now, we use the name Jesus when we're looking at we use that term Jesus, right? Now, we're talking 2,000 years ago, correct?
So where did Jesus come from?
How do we get the term Jesus when the letter J didn't even exist? The letter J is only 500 years old.
That's what I'm trying to say. You can't say, who wrote the Bible?
Do you really believe the world is only over 2,000 years old?
No. I'm saying it has only been 2,112 years since I'll say the name Jesus, since Jesus walked the earth. Since he walked the earth. It's been 2,112 years.
Okay.
Because didn't quote unquote, it says that he died, was 633 AD, right? 633. 633? I think it was 633, the year 633. But anyway, they're just questions. That's all. I'm not trying to upset anybody. I don't want anybody to get angry or whatever.
It's not getting angry or nothing, but it's just that it's not making any sense to
when you ask questions. People can't answer questions. They get upset because they can't answer a question.
It's a thing called Google now. You can Google anything in the world. It's right there. That's what I've been doing the whole time, Googling. That's what I do every day is Google.
The way I was taught, it was three. You had the Father, you had the Son, and you had the Holy Ghost. The Father was God. The Son was Jesus. Then you had the Holy Ghost.
That's something that the Europeans instilled into the black slavery. Come on, man. Yeah. I can get deep on this thing, too. I can go deep.
I'm just saying that's the way I was taught.
Okay, but here's the thing. That's something that the white man wanted the black people to believe. Come on, man. Think about it.
I also believe that the reason Jesus or Emmanuel, whichever one of y'all want to call him, but I also believe that the only reason that Jesus is considered a white man is because a white man painted him in his likeness because they thought they were superior to the world.
Right.
Well, the picture that we're looking at and the picture that most churches have hung on their wall and most our grandparents had hung on their walls. That was not an image of Jesus. That is the actual image of Michelangelo's nephew, Caesar the Fortune.
Well, I agree with that. I'm just saying, the only reason they put him as white and called him such is because of white man's superiority to everybody else, which is error.
Well, those terms at that time didn't even exist. Those terms at that time didn't even exist. If we want to get technical, deeper into it, we realize that the five classes of race didn't come into play until it was a German anthropologist by the name of Johann Blumenbach who came up with the five classes of race.
Let me say this. It goes back to the white people stealing the slaves and coming over here. When they came over here, they all spoke one tongue, which was Allah. They taught those slaves to speak Christian, which is white Christianity, which was made by the white Europeans coming over here to America. That's why everybody now is stuck on the Bible. Come on, think about it. That's what they created roots for. Think about it. Go back a little. Kunta Kinte, he got beat because they wanted him to his name was Kunta Kinte. They beat that man because they wanted him to name him Toby. That wasn't his name.
Can I say something?
Yeah. I'm getting ready to hang up. Can't hear you. You got to talk up, Benita.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I was saying that the sun is actually the sun in the sky. It wasn't talking about
Thank
an actual
you.
Sun, father
Thank
and son.
You.
I was talking about the sun in the sky.
Thank you.
I
the story of creation
that.
Is the astrological story.
Are we back on the sun and the moon?
But yeah, because the twelve disciples was nothing but the 12 signs of the zodiac.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who created the zodiac?
Well, the zodiac has been a thing of that goes back to astrology and astronomy because those are subjects. those are subjects that were, quote unquote, studied even before Europe even existed, because you go back to the Dogon tribe. If you go back to the Dogons, then you will see that the Dogons
and
the Egyptians.
And where was that tribe? And where was that tribe from? Thank you. Thank you. My point
another
exactly.
Another thing about navigation. When they're talking about Columbus discovered America. He did no, all that crap, man. Because first and foremost, the Europeans didn't know how to navigate the seas. And it was the Moors who taught them how to navigate by way of using the stars. And if you go back into the story, in the biblical story of the birth of Christ.
And what did runaway slaves use? The stars. Okay. All right. My point is
that. No matter where you at, no matter where you at on the planet of Earth, the stars are the stars.
Right.
And they went off what? The North Star. Follow the North Star.
To get to the North, correct. But you know what? Think about this and tell me if this doesn't make sense to you. Slavery was most popular in the southern states, right?
Right.
It was real big business in the southern states. So it would stand to reason that most people from the south are southerners. If you really look at them, most people from the south and the southerners, they are much more Christianized. They're much more Christianized. Do you know where the usher come from? In the church, in most churches that we go to, they have ushers in the church, right? And the deacon that sits up in the church next to the pastor or the overseer of the church. Do you know where that come from? Do you know where that position come from? That position came from back in during the days of slavery, when they allowed for them to have a church service or a sermon, they had to have a European or overseer of the slave master to sit inside of that church and listen and watch what they do while they preach the sermon. And the sermons that they were taught to preach was taught to them to preach by the master of the plantation. Keep in mind, slaves weren't allowed to learn how to read. So how did the preacher know how to read?
Exactly. So I'm saying, I mean, it all goes back to, I'm all right, I ain't saying nothing else. Google.
Again, please, family out there, please family.
A lot of things that people, human beings are putting out there is still subject to critique or what's supposed to be. But if you think about it, they take Bible verses, pages to their bodies and whip the slaves when they disobey some of the things or whatever. They beat their
ass. Oh, man, it's a passage in the Bible. It's a passage in the Bible that says slaves must obey their earthly masters. And it even goes as far as to say if someone does someone wrong, a slave master wrong, that the slave master could kill one of his slaves. And it was justified.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say this, Google, and you guys have a good night.
I just want to say, can I just say one thing real quick?
Come on, Peg. Come on, baby. Come on. You should
have
jumped in here
a
long time
spirit.
Ago.
We have a higher spirit, and we're just blessed.
Okay.
Google.
That's the key. Google. Chrome. Google. We'll catch you guys back here next Wednesday. GQ, you all right? Everybody all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Great show. Great topic. Deep.
I'm good.
Enlightening.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, like Morgan.
I shook up the world. Good night, family. Everybody have a blessed evening.
Y'all have a good night. And start Googling shit on a damn Wednesday night gospel show. All right, man. Y'all have a good night. We'll catch y'all tomorrow night right here on the Jukebox Radio Show. We got talented Jennifer Watts will be with us tomorrow night on the Jukebox, the Traffic Jam Jukebox Radio Show, y'all. You guys have a good night. Be blessed. And I mean, if you guys want to continue on in the group chat, y'all can, but I'm just going to keep saying Google. I'm going to put the Google logo in there on y'all. It sounds like somebody say something. I'm going to throw the Google in on you.
Black.
Yeah. Yeah. Google was made by the black man. Now I'm just going to say this real quick. Now, let me play. I'm going to say this real quick before I hang up. Good Times, Jesus, Ned the Winos, that's the Jesus I'm hanging on my wall, because I was inspired
drunk. That's a good time, Jesus.
That's right. That's my Jesus. That's the one I'm hanging up. All right, y'all, man, I'm tired, man. Y'all have a good night, man.
All right.
And we'll be back next week with Prophet DJ Debo. Take it to helm, y'all. Make sure y'all bring y'all ties. And we're going to have Robert Lynn Maven passing out the collection plate and everything like that. All right, you guys have a good night, man.
All right.
All right. Good night, everybody.